the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the sweet Cape of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the grand city hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for an hour, and oh, how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags. We had 2 million barrels of stones. We had 3 million sights of old flying horses' heights. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hawks and 6 million dogs. 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million bales of Monago tails in the hold of the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny Maker, who was scared stiff of work, and a man from Westmeath called Malone. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting the Tracy from Dover. And your man Mick McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was the skipper of the Irish Rover. For a sailor, it's always a bother in life. It's so lonesome by night and by day, that he longs for the shore and a charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. Oh, the noise and the rout, swilling, pointing and stout, for him soon the torment's over. Of the love of a maid he is never afraid, an old soul from the Irish Rover. Sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And that whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ship struck a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The bike that was turning right over, turning 9 times around, and that poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the